When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. A bottle of Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment can clean your system and help your engine get more MPGs. Right now, you can get two bottles for only $9.99. A great deal to help you go a great deal farther. Find Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment and everything you need for better fuel efficiency at any one of our 6,300 stores.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
So, it's competitive. The guys play competitive. I thought the organization on the sideline was good. We didn't have any wasted timeouts on substitution errors or getting calls in late. I lost the timeout there on a challenge. So that was my first one, and I lost that one. But some good, some bad. Big week for us this week coming up, but I liked how they competed. I liked how physical they played. Certainly there's a lot of areas to clean up, and that's what we'll try to do after we watch the tape. As far as injuries, the only two that I got is Lemieux right now and Jamil. And then I'll get updated here on the train ride home.
Lemieux was in a walking boot afterwards. Is that long-term concerning?
I'm gonna meet with Ronnie and those guys on the way back. Hope not.
Brian, what do you think of how Daniel in the first team, you had to beat the two series?
There was some good and, you know, some things we could have back. What was he, 6 of 10? You know, we threw a couple vertical plays there. Had a couple free runners relative to the protection. But I thought he operated the offense well. He let him down on the first drive. We stalled there in the red zone. And, you know, good first start, but certainly things to clean up.
Running back up for the second series, like what made you decide to give him that rather than just, you know, calling out for the one?
One, I was going to play him the first quarter. That was the plan. So that kind of stayed true to plan. And then we play with Tyrod the second quarter and then Davis the last two. So in terms of the play time, most of it stuck true to what we talked about before the game. There was things we had to adjust here or there based on a guy coming out. But, you know, I thought the coaches did a really good job. They were organized with that. And, you know, just keep on grinding away.
Aaron Robinson had a pretty eventful night. He made some good plays.
Yeah.
And then even on the one where he made the good play, he had the taunting penalty. What did you make of the kind of uneven night that he had for a young guy?
Well, I thought he competed well. I mean, that's you're playing corner when you're playing a lot of man-to-man in the preseason to get a good evaluation. And I thought he competed. You know, we will learn from that penalty that we had down there. But I thought he competed.
Do you expect teams to attack him a little bit more than maybe Dorgan on the other side?
I don't know. I mean, every team has their own philosophy offensively. I don't want to speak for the other teams. I think we got to be ready to defend all areas of the field on defense, on the perimeter, inside, in the running game. I mean, that's why we play defense. So, I don't want to speak for any other teams.
You mentioned that you thought the operation is good.
Yeah.
How about your operation as far as, you know, just going where you're going, what to do,
Yeah, I lost the challenge. I was upset about that. That was my first one. So I just thought the coaches did a good job in their respective. I think Wink had his staff really organized. Kafka did a really good job. I think he communicated well throughout the game. Again, we're not making a ton of adjustments here. And, you know, I was pleased with that. Again, pleased with the substitutions. I mean, it's our first step. You know, I'm pleased with the way they competed, but you know, we'll go back, we'll watch the tape, we'll learn from it, and we'll try to get better.
We talk a lot about Mike calling the plays. Was it strange for you to not call the plays after so many years of playing?
Yeah. I tell you when it was strange, it was before the game, you know, and the night before, you're going through so many things in your head and thinking about situations, whether it's the preseason, regular season, the playoff game, whatever it may be. you know, it's a tough job to call plays, and you got to really put a lot of time and effort and energy into it. And Mike's done a good job with it. Again, it's his first game. Certainly, there's no game planning going on, but again, the operation of calling it, getting it in quick to the quarterbacks, giving little reminders, I thought he did a good job.
Was he upstairs?
He was.
That was a change from what you were going to do?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, I thought about it. I thought that was the best spot. You know, I call the plays upstairs. We'll see what we do this week against Cincinnati. I'll talk about with Mike before I get it to you guys, but it was a good operation.
How do you think of your depth at offensive line and corner, especially with some guys going down?
Yeah, I always think you can use as much depth as you can get, but those guys that came in relatively new, too, up front, really did a good job. I thought Bobby had them, you know, prepared just learning calls and communicating with one another. And then the same thing, you can never have too many corners, as once old coach said. So, but the guys that competed and were out there, you know, playing, I thought they did a good job.
It looked like Bredesen had a pretty good night.
Yeah.
Overall, he's a guy you watch in practice, and
yeah,
it doesn't always look like it's going well. But then the lights go on tonight. It looked like you really performed well.
Yeah, I think he's had a good camp. He's been flexible for us and inside and snapping and also playing guard. He's smart, tough, dependable. Again, I have to go back and watch all the tape, but boy, is he competitive on the sideline too. Tells you what he sees, good communicator. He's a good player for us.
The locker room's all
about. Was Andrew on just a slightly lower pitch count than the other guys? Or?
Yeah, Andrew was going to get one series. Yeah, so Andrew got one series, and Bark, Quan on offense, got the one series, and they were out.
Kadarius did not make the trip.
He did not. No, everybody that was injured or working, rehabbing, whatever it may be, that weren't able to play, they were going to stay home and rehab with the trainers and try to get those guys up to speed the best we can so we can be ready to go in our next game.
You expect him on the field this week, Kadarius?
I hope so, yeah. I think he's working hard. Again, everything we do, we talk about and try to do what's best for the player. So we'll see. You know, they've had a couple days here, yesterday, today, tomorrow, kind of recover, and we'll see where we're at.
Did he tweak something new in that practice? We saw him limping. Is this more than just the recovery?
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, with all due respect, I'm just not going to get into the specifics of it, really, with anybody. But he's working back. We'll see where he's at when we get back.
Leonard, is an injury thing, not like a personal reason.
Yeah, same deal. All those guys we left back were for reasons that we thought, you know, rehabbing, being in the training room would serve them better than being here. And if they were here, they would have played.
You think the team got a charge out of Sandro getting in and factoring in there?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We were down there toward the end of the game, and we there were some guys that hadn't played yet, so I wanted to make sure that everybody came on the trip, had an opportunity to play. And that's not the easiest situation either when they're trying to rip at the ball and you're not loose and you're warmed up. He's such a good young man. I was happy for him. I think his teammates were too.
What about Roy is obviously in the same.
Yeah, he did the same thing.
For a guy to be yeah. Where he's at, Bobby talked about the other day.
Yeah.
What is your impression?
No, just, impressed. I mean, I can't imagine, coming to a different place and playing a sport you haven't really played all your life and just the communication. I mean, where to put your knee pads, how to turn them. I mean, there's so many things that you just take for granted. And he's such a good young person. He's physically talented. And we're working with him every day to help him learn this game the best we can.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, but they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.